Right now, I am stood in a square. To my right, I can see the American Embassy. I see what has been—I've been told—is the Berlin version of the Ritz. And if I turn around, there is the iconic gate here in Berlin. I'm with Marcus, our tour guide. Tell us a bit about it.
Amazing. Hello, everybody in UK. I hope you'll be here very soon, and then you will see it. This magnificent landmark of Berlin here, the Brandenburg Gate, a beautiful entrance from the year 1791.
And of course, Berlin has a lot of history, doesn't it? You know, there's still the cobblestones in the road where the wall was. You know, you've been a tour guide for how many years?
Oh, I'm here guiding for 25 years as I came back from London. I was born in Berlin, lived in London, came back 1991, and then, I was so impressed about the reunification. The wall just fell in 1989, just shortly before, and then people came, tourism started, and people wanted to know about the East and West.
And of course, you know, it was recent. There is still a history. It's very touristy now. What was Berlin like back then to now?
When the wall was up, it was definitely a city with two cities. So there was West Berlin, as we just discovered it, rather resisting the communism and showing opposition by good living, good lifestyle. A lot of old seniors lived in West Berlin, and the amount of youngsters were rather a minority. But we did very well. We lived lifestyle and funk or punk, a little disco maybe in between, and then the new romantics, and we loved the English pop music and of course the American rock and disco and funk as well. In the East, people lived as a young community, I think, also very well, but the youngsters then rather questioning, why is it not possible to go out? Not for, at least for a night, least for a day to see it. and they were starting to doubt the wall and doubting the idea of having everything protected by the government instead of having it rather privately done. And I think that was causing the fall of the wall at the end, as the young people wanted to leave for Golden Gate Bridge and Venice and Paris and London, and were restricted by that.
And did the dynamic just change overnight as soon as the wall was, you know, demolished?
Actually, yes, because we had then the party community coming out because the people celebrated it. Imagine you are in a country and you're stuck and you can't go out, and then you can, and then you see, wow, and then there was a party time starting in the 1990s, shortly after, actually. Then they understood the freedom as a challenge.
Berlin's a massive city. It doesn't have a city centre. So if someone was coming out here for 48 hours, what three things, would you say you must do this? Obviously, they do more than three things,
well,
but what
unique,
three things?
Unique in Berlin is definitely the cupola of the Reichstag, the dome, because you don't have this anywhere else, so you should make a booking. You can do it on internet. Unique is definitely to see the Berlin Wall, of course, and we have three remains. There's the Painted Gallery, which is there where all the life is, nightlife, and at the Oberbaum Bridge, where you find also the Media Spree, and this is a lovely remain of the wall, and gets very busy in the evening, where you find lots of young people walking and heading for a good bar and pub and club. And then we have near to the Brandenburg Gate at Potsdamer Platz, a little remain, and then an official wall museum. And last but not least, I would say you should really explore the nightlife. I mean, of course, you must see the Brandenburg Gate and Reichstag and landmarks like the television tower, and of course have a step into the Memorial Church, but the nightlife is a must. So really prepare for hedonism. Just say, whatever happens, you know, I'm going out, I'm going into Berlin, I step into Berlin nightlife, and you will see, you will be automatically coming into like a river which carries you through the night. And just join in when people come and say, come on, why don't you come with us tonight here and there, then just do it, and then you will flow through Berlin and you will end up like, you know, in the film, what was it called? the American movie here, Hangover.
Marcus, thank you so much.